In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Birds of Empire Season 2. Created by Jason Liu.
The last days of Roic. He was weary of war. His men could tell by the way he removed his armor at night, as if shedding skin, peeling bark from a tree. In the early days of fighting, he was legendary, for never being seen without it strapped over the heaving mountain of his chest. Worn to sleep, to bathe, to pray, and of course to kill. The marks of the sacred elk so carefully etched into the iron when fresh from the forge, now replaced by a new language, written by the weapons of his enemy's blades, and scratches, and teeth, and skulls. Roic could feel the armor now hovering behind him, hung from a set of antlers an artisan had turned into a weapon rack. He wondered where the young man was now. So many had been lost as the rams pressed them from all sides, demons in search of the relics that they longed to possess. Roic looked around the table at what remained of his captains. The look upon their faces reminded him of his children at feeding time, and he smiled. It startled the warriors so much that one of them tripped back on his heels at the sight of his leader's teeth. The priest came to bless them all. Roic moved his mouth in time with the prayer. All praise be to Ka. His children live within us. Keep watch that we might one day be free. Plains elk held that their bodies were temporary vessels for their sacred spirits, which they believe have been imprisoned there by the Shadow King, a jealous demon who longed to be like them, longed to have their purity and ability to travel freely through the clouds and beneath the waters. The tale goes that he made three shapes from the clay and trapped their people's spirits within them, creating the first human forms. At the time of their death, Plains Elk believed that their spirits broke free from the clay and moved back into the great fields of Alden, where the goddess of pain and suffering could not enter, a place so bright that no shadows could follow. It was hard to imagine the moment that the war began. Hard to believe that there was a day upon which there was no killing, where the groans of the wounded didn't fill the air, Hard to imagine a day that was made up of so many small worries, different in scale and subject and importance, instead of one singular terror. Roet became lost in this daydream, this imagining of a world where every one of his people was not united by a thrumming nightmare that they could not wake from. He reached into the forgotten corners of his old life and pulled up a memory that felt like a story from a different age. All nine of his children around the table his father had carved as a wedding gift. His wife had her forehead pressed against the hairlines of the twins, giggling some secret language while Roek struggled to carve the festival roast. He was using an old axe that his grandfather gifted him. It was the only sharp edge he could find, but it turned out to be duller than the boulder's curve. His oldest teased him as he sawed the blade over the meat. "Father, it seems this roast is harder to kill the second time around." Everyone burst out laughing as he lost grip of the axe. It plunked down in the center of the oaken flat, handle pointing up toward the sky. As he chased his son around the table, the little ones demanded Roek change himself into an ogre, which he always did when they asked. Growling, screwing up one eye, he stumbled along after their squealing. The next day, in the quiet after the killing, he wept. The grass was stained crimson. His breath was shallow. At some point, his armor had been cut from his shoulders. Only the sigil of his people upon a thin cloth covered his torso. Blood had glued his hand to his axe handle, the very one from that day around the table. Its edge now sharp as the razor of dawn. As the rams approached, they asked if he had any last honors before the spear shattered the clay of his body. He stood, growled strangely, screwing up one eye and stumbled toward them with a smile that haunts their lore to this day. No longer a man, Roek died an ogre, but lived forever.
Birds of Empire stars Gwendolyn Briley Strand as The Keeper. Written and directed by Jason Liu. Executive produced by Jason Liu, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Shen Yin Hu. Producers Lawrence Zanelli and Nick Shanks. Edited and mixed by Will Tendy. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Will Tendy. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Audio engineering by Sarah Ma. Assistant engineer, Alex Chuck. Casting director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Script supervisor, JC Hines. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Birds of Empire is a Q Code production. Sound recording copyright 2024 by Q Code Media Inc.
Birds of Empire is presented by HelloFresh. Use code BIRDSFREE for free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BIRDSFREE. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff, and it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.